Okay, if we remember last class, we were talking about coral reefs, and today I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk about why they're in danger. First of all, you should know that it's important because coral reefs occupy a tiny portion of the ocean, less than 0.1%, yet they provide a home to 25% of marine life. I mean, if the reefs disappear, the whole ecosystem could be drastically affected. So it's important that we protect these delicate habitats. All right, the reefs are vulnerable. So many different things can harm them in various ways. They can be categorized into two main groups, natural and man-made phenomena. For example, obviously, strong waves from storms, marine animals that eat them, or even seaweed are natural enemies of coral reefs. As for human influence, fishing too much or using certain methods like blast fishing can harm the reefs. Also, deforestation, water and air pollution, and mining threaten the reefs in several ways. But another big factor is hurting the reefs, and if nothing is done about it, the coral won't have time to evolve or adapt fast enough. I'm referring to climate change. It can have a huge impact if the temperatures keep rising. Even if the sea temperatures rise just a little, it can trigger a process called coral bleaching. If this happens for a long period of time, basically, the coral ejects the algae that gives the coral its color and most of its energy. Another thing can happen if the water is too warm. It's called coral disease. Essentially, it makes the coral weaker and more vulnerable to other diseases that can kill it. Plus, in the future, warmer waters might change patterns of fish migration, so the reefs and all of the life that depend on it might be invaded, increasing competition between populations. What I'm trying to say is there are several things that put the coral reefs at risk, and more are dying every day. It's estimated that within a couple of decades, all reefs will be at risk, which has serious consequences for the species they support.